It is time to get to it, where the truth is gleaned from the media rod and we find the facts hidden by other agendas. It's the Steve Huber Show. God bless America for Monday, October 28th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, we are searching for the truth of what really happened with auto no-fault insurance, who it impacts, and who are the winners and losers in all of it. The Auto No-Fault Reality Tour on the road again today. Number two, Hillary Clinton continues to saber-rattle as she continues to float the idea of a third run for president. And I, for one, continue to encourage her to do so. I mean, that would be a dream come true for next year. Can you imagine? I can. And number one, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the man who 5 years ago came out and declared a new caliphate in the Middle East and declared he was the leader of ISIS, or ISIL, as the former president liked to call them. But either way, Baghdadi is dead after a daring raid into western Syria by U.S. forces. And even though it seems that the national news media is going to downplay this a wee bit, unlike the way they treated Barack Obama when he was able to pull off major victories, they're treating President Trump wholly differently. Keep it in mind, you know. Osama bin Laden is dead. GM is alive. Remember that whole narrative put forth by Barack Obama and repeated time and again by the media. Time and time and time again by the media. Well, at any rate, the daring raid into western Syria tells you one thing. That the president has not overlooked what's going on in Syria, has not overlooked what's going on with ISIS. Baghdadi was the self-declared leader. And by the way, if you didn't realize it, he was also in U.S. custody until late 2009 when he was released by the Obama administration from Camp Buka. Camp Buka closed in late 2009 and prisoners were released, including this man who has been killed over the weekend, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. An important victory for this president and an important thing for him to come out and say, we got this done. We got this done, and he seemed to enjoy taking the time to talk about it yesterday. I want to give you a little bit of the flavor for it all. Let's start with bite number five from the president. It's an important conversation. Bite five, Donald Trump, go.
U.S. Special Operations Forces executed a dangerous and daring nighttime raid in northwestern Syria and accomplished their mission in grand style. The U.S. personnel were incredible. I got to watch much of it. No personnel were lost in the operation, while a large number of Baghdadi's fighters and companions were killed with him. He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
Whimpering and crying and screaming all the way. The president seemed to enjoy telling this story. He also said it took a lot of special people beyond the U.S. military, who he praised tremendously. The airmen, the sailors, the soldiers, who he praised tremendously. The president also said it took an alliance to get this done. And I bring that to your attention because I want you to understand the difference between an ally and a friend. Because the Kurds are an ally and have been. Maybe they are today, maybe they're not, because of the changes of U.S. policy in Syria, but they're an ally, and sometimes it takes allies to get things done. Listen to bite eight from the president. You'll get a better understanding. Bite eight, go.
Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward running and crying. This raid was impeccable and could only have taken place with the acknowledgement and help of certain other nations and people. I want to thank the nations of Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq, and I also want to thank the Syrian Kurds for certain support they were able to give us.
And there you have it. A whole host of people. The Turks, the Kurds, the Russians, the Syrians, a whole host of people that are not our friends, but for this mission were at least allied enough to know that they didn't need to get in our way, and they allowed this to happen and have this taken care of. Of course, they don't want Baghdadi around either. They didn't care for him either. We'll see where this plays out next. And one last thing on this for today, because the president, it wasn't just enough to go in on a successful raid. It wasn't just enough to take out the leader of ISIS. It wasn't enough to have him killed and to kill his colleagues and comrades in a fight there at that compound. The president had to go one step further and humiliate him. And humiliate him, he did. Humiliate him, he did. Listen to bite number 9. Wrap it up. Go.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. God bless America. Thank you.
And he called him a coward several times during his conversation. He was out there for an hour. He gave his remarks, a lot more to it than that, and then he took questions for 40 minutes. Answered a lot about the operation, everything that went on. All right, I want to shift gears just a little bit because I want you to hear this if you missed this. An explosive new court filing from Michael Flynn's legal team accuses the FBI of manipulating official records of the former National Security Advisor's 2017 interview that led to him being charged with lying to investigators. It's Flynn's lawyer's latest attempt to get the case thrown out. Sidney Powell, Flynn's attorney, filed a 37-page motion at the end of last week outlining several big allegations, once again requesting the government produce all evidence as it relates to Flynn and urging the court to dismiss the entire prosecution for, quote, outrageous government misconduct. Outrageous government misconduct. He's also asking that the prosecutors in the case be held in contempt. Now, this all goes back to this interview set up by Andrew McCabe. McCabe called Flynn on the phone and said, hey, let's get together, and just totally downplayed it and made it disarming as if we're not looking for anything. And remember, the FBI agents that originally investigated Flynn said there was no crime. Months later, they came back and said, oh, you lied to us. And they got him to plead guilty to one count, a single count of lying to an FBI agent. Well, now it all looks as if it was a complete setup put in place by James Comey, carried out by Andrew McCabe. And then there was this whole idea of putting in the kill shot, if you will. James Clapper urging the kill shot, if you will, in taking him out. And then there's all of these text messages back and forth involving Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andrew McCabe and all of these people that point to a complete setup, an ambush, something completely manipulated. And we'll get more on this. Don't you worry. There's more coming. But it was an FBI ambush of Michael Flynn. We'll see if it ever gets thrown out. He pled guilty. There's the jam. He pled guilty. But if there was exculpatory evidence available that was not provided by the government, that could change that plea deal. And remember, he has not been sentenced yet. It's been months and months and not sentenced. All right, straight ahead. We're going to get healthy here on the program. It's the Steve Gruber Show statewide on the Michigan Talk Network. You can also find out more at GreatLakesNews.org when you want to find the headlines you trust. GreatLakesNews.org. Check that out. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. and you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision Corn or High Soy Soybean Seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and High Soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.